So as we walked down the road and we got just beyond Carsley Park, he hesitated and he tried to walk out on the road. And as he did that, I pulled him back towards me. His name was Cookie. He was a golden retriever. And as I pulled him back towards me and pulled him onto the footpath, he continued to hesitate. And I remember distinctly saying to him, "What's wrong?" And as I did that, he fell to the ground and he started making this sound, screech, that I had never heard an animal make. He went into spasm and he was completely distressed. He lost complete control of his body and I could see all his limbs were twisting inwards. And I was completely overwhelmed. I didn't know what to do. I said, okay, there's something up with his paws. He was just making this horrendous screeching sound. So as I stepped in to try to go to help him, his teeth actually lunged into my calf and I got an awful fright because he was an amazing dog. He would never even growl at me. That was so out of character for him. So then I just was kind of trying to think what to do. I rang my husband straight away. I was like, this is where I am. Please come and help me. He's having a spasm. I don't know what to do. I then rang the vets because I could see they're really close by, Holmes Vet. And I was like, can you please come help me? This is where I am. I did consider running to the vet, but I didn't want to leave him on his own. Then other people that were passing started to see what were happening. So they stopped to try and help me. And he was still spasming on the ground, but the screeching was getting less as time was going on. And eventually could have taken 4 to 5 minutes. And eventually the screeching lessened and obviously he was dying.
And this was an otherwise perfectly healthy dog.
This was an absolute...
And a young dog.
Yeah, a young dog. And he was a fabulous dog. We had put an awful lot of time and energy into training him. He would always, you know, I could go off leash running or jogging with him. He was really good to socialise with other dogs. He was never aggressive. You know, we put a lot of time and energy into him. I have young kids. He was, you know, another member of our family. It was completely, I was completely shocked. I couldn't understand what was happening.
And this isn't a dog that had been sick previously or anything. This just completely happened out of the blue.
Just completely out of the blue.
And what was your initial reaction? What did you think happened?
I thought he was having some sort of spasm. And I couldn't understand why I thought he was after perhaps stepping on something because all his limbs, his paws were twisting inwards. And as people stopped to help me, one or two of them touched the dog. One man in particular said, I'm after getting a jolt of electricity. I'm after getting a shock.
From the dog?
From the dog. And did your dog touch the pole? I think it's coming from the pole. And I was, no, I don't think so. My dog was on the outside of the footpath and with the spasm, he had moved inwards.
The pole in question being the...
A light post.
Street light.
A street light, basically. Yeah. The street light that we were just happened to be walking past. And yes, they confirmed they got a shock from the dog and then they touched the pole and they confirmed they got a shock from the pole. Then the veterinary nurse came and as soon as she came, she touched the dog and she was like, the dog is alive, there's electricity in the dog, everybody step away from the dog, call the police, call the ASB. So they did that and my husband happens to work for the ASB, so I had called him anyway already. And he came and the first thing he did was touch the pole and touch the dog. And he said, yeah, the dog's alive. And then the guards came. Then the ASB came. They turned off the power. The dog had died at that stage.
So distressing, Emma.
Absolutely, yeah, because he was a fabulous dog.
It's just appalling.
Yeah.
So in the heel of the hunt, it turns out that the dog was electrocuted.
He was electrocuted to death, yeah. And I think obviously he had absolutely no control over his limbs or what was happening. And I think that's why, he didn't intend to hurt me. He was fried from the inside out. If I had known what was happening in hindsight, I could have tried to remove him from the location. I believe now what happened was the electricity was travelling from the streetlight. It came under the concrete. It conducted with the ice and the dog stepped on it. He didn't hit the pole, he stepped on it. So he stepped straight into it. He hesitated, he didn't want to go into it. I pulled him in without knowing, and he didn't have a hope. I had rubber boots on, so I was okay. But yeah, it's, you know.
But if you hadn't, could you have been electrocuted? And I'm not trying to over-dramatise this. But
absolutely, I imagine I could have. The dog was 40 kgs. Like, there's young children that leave that park on a regular basis with spikes on their boots. You know, I'm not trying to instill fear in people, but he was a big dog. He died in a matter of minutes. It was appalling the way he died.
That was an awful way to die. The poor dog.
It was.
Like.
It was.
So are the guards investigating? Are the ESB investigating? What has happened since?
So very little has happened since. I didn't do anything about it for at least a week. The guards were very good. They came on scene. He was very considerate. He took my information. He shared with me that he was going to bring it to the attention of the county council because it was their responsibility, the streetlights. The ESB said something similar, that they would create a report and it would be passed on to the council. So I didn't hear anything from anyone. I didn't do anything about it. I suppose initially I was just really shocked. We were grieving the loss of our dog too. We had to go and bring him be cremated. I've three young kids. They had to, you know, all say goodbye to him. So we didn't do anything about it. And then as time went on, I started to think, okay, you know, I haven't heard from the council. I wonder what steps they're going to put in place to ensure this doesn't happen to other people. I wonder why it happened. So I asked my husband, could he engage with his colleagues and could we get the information for the correct person in the council to discuss it with? So my husband spoke to his colleague. He contacted the appropriate person in the council. And I believe what they said was, it would be best for me to contact claims at Kerry County Council on the email address. And if I'm honest, Deirdre, I found that really upsetting because I wasn't interested in making a claim. I was interested in discussing what had happened and seeing, you know, what was the outcome? Why did it happen? You know, how could they ensure it doesn't happen again? Like, there's an awful lot of people that walk that road every day with their dogs, and I would be concerned for them. And, you know, it happened to us. Could it happen again? So I didn't contact Kerry County Council. I didn't contact the claims department. I went online. I got another email address. I got the email address for the chief executive of Kerry County Council. And I sent it directly to him. And I just raised my concerns with him. I shared with him that I was concerned that nobody from the council had reached out to me. And, you know, nobody had asked me my side of the story. I knew they were aware of it, and I asked him, could he share some details with me about what it is that was going to be done? In that situation, I believe what should be done is risk assessments. You know, they should put a plan in place to understand how it happened, to ensure it doesn't happen again. I asked for, you know, a couple of reasonable things, I think, and I got a response back after a day or so, and they sympathised with me for what happened. They said it was an unprecedented event and that they'd make sure it didn't happen again. And they had a draft of a report and it would be completed by the following week, early of the next week. So then I said, OK, thank you for that. You know, could you please share the report with me on receipt of it? And I didn't hear anything back. So about a week later, I chased up with them again. And I was informed that the report wasn't available because it had been delayed because of the storm. Now, I appreciate the storm was on the Friday. It was very challenging. However, the report was supposed to come in the previous week earlier. So again, I expressed my concerns and I said, look, I appreciate that, but I still would like to get the information. You know, if you can help me, perhaps you can pass me on to somebody else that can. And then I think about a week later, I got another email similar. You know, we're looking into this. We're sorry it happened. We assure you that it won't happen again. And again, I went back to them and I said, you know, thanks very much for that reassurance. However, that is just words. I would like to see what actions are aligned with those words. So I'd appreciate if you could share those with me. I understand it may take time. Could you give me an idea of the guideline of the time frame? And to date, I've heard nothing back. It's been 7 weeks since it happened.
You just want assurances from them that this won't happen again.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that steps have been taken.
Yeah, that steps have been taken. And I mean, it was a freak accident. I do appreciate that. And things like that can happen. And they are challenging. But it's not to say that steps can't be put in place. Like, the County Council has a duty of care to the taxpayers. Like, somebody... There's another, the electric, I believe it's the electric skyline that were working on the lights around the same time. Like, that company, I'm sure, is obliged to do a risk assessment and to create a report after what happened. I don't understand why they can't share those details with me. If they came back and they said, look, we can't because it's GDPR, that's fair enough, but they could at least... share that with me. I don't know why everything has to be so such a big secret.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's where we are at the moment. So you're waiting to hear. And you mentioned to me before we went on air, Emma, that there were problems with the lights in Carrisalee for some time, that a lot of the streetlights weren't on.
Yeah, like I'm not an electrical engineer. I'm not an electrician. I'm not qualified to say what's going on there. But I am a resident. I live in the area. I walk or jog that road every day. Anybody who lives in that area will tell you the lights, the main street lights in Carsley, were out for months. They were out from at least November. And the lights were off for a long time. When the incident happened, a lovely man who lived directly across the road from where the accident happened, he was one of, you know, he actually came over and he helped me. He heard the dog. The minute he heard the dog, he said, there's something not right there. And he came over and he helped me. And he stayed from the start to the finish. He did the report with the guards and everything. And he mentioned to me, he said, those lights only went back on today. So those lights that had been out for months and months were turned back on.
The day the dog was electrocuted.
The day the dog was electrocuted. Now, the County Council, in the little they have said to me, they have said, oh, that has got nothing to do with this incident. Maybe it doesn't. I'm not qualified to say, but there has been an issue with the lights for a long time. And if it can happen in that situation, what's to say, you know, it can't happen again?
Yeah, it's very disturbing. It's an appalling thing to happen. Do you know if it's the subject of a Garda investigation, Emma?
No, not that I'm aware of. I believe the guards would just pass it on to the County Council.
But the guards were at the scene and they wrote some report on it.
The guards were at the scene, yeah, and I believe they would write the report and the ESB would write a report and the ESB and the guards would pass that on then to the council.
So what... What you feel Kerry County Council hasn't told you or hasn't specifically said is what, just so we can nail it down?
Well, I'll give you an example. I work in a company and we have a duty of care to all our employees. And if we were to have an accident on site, we would have to firstly file an accident report. We would have to review our existing risk assessments to see we have the correct risk assessment in place. If we didn't, we'd have to improve on it or create a new one. We then have an obligation to roll that out to our staff to ensure that they are fully aware of what can happen and how to avoid it happening again in the future. If we had an employee that was out for 3 days or more in relation to an accident that happened in the workplace, whether it be minor or major, we would have to report it to the HSA, and rightly so. And all those things are in place to ensure that when challenges arise, they can be improved on. I can't understand how the Kerry County Council or the Electric Skyline don't have a situation like that in place. I do believe they must have. So what I'm asking them for is to share those details with me. While they have reassured me they're going to do something about it, they haven't actually shown me. I don't see that their actions are aligned with their words. So I think, considering what happened to us and how upsetting it was, and I would hate to see it happen to other people, I think that's the least that I deserve. I don't think I'm being unreasonable by asking for that. There's service dogs that walk that road every day. St. Aitan's, St. Joseph's have a dog that walks that road. You know, other people have dogs. Like, it's just not good enough. It's, you know, it's not good enough. It's a developed country. Of course there can be faults. Of course there can be challenges. I don't expect them to be fixed overnight. I have been very reasonable with them, but I just feel they're just kind of not engaging with me. Two separate people in the county council have engaged with me, but they haven't directly answered any of the questions that I've asked them. And I believe I've done that in a direct and respectful manner. And I just feel now that they're hoping that I'm just going to go away.
Just to reiterate, the Kerry County Council was in touch with us. We got in contact with them after we spoke to Emma, and they have said that the area is safe, is completely safe now, that that light in question has been made safe. They've put measures in place to make sure that no such thing will happen again, and they are also carrying out a full investigation into that incident, the details of which haven't been revealed to the public, but that's presumably because the investigation is ongoing. Now, quite a few people have been in touch asking, if that happened to a dog, could a human have been electrocuted? Look, I'm no expert. I don't actually know, but I would imagine not, because as Emma herself pointed out in the course of the interview, she was wearing rubber-soled hiking boots, I think she said she was wearing. And most of us would be wearing something with a rubber sole on it. But that doesn't take away from the fact that it was near a GAA pitch, a frequently used GAA pitch. Now, this was 5:30 in the evening, obviously. So the chances of there being anything there going on there, especially in January, were probably slim. But at the same time, it is kind of worrying that electricity could travel through that streetlight and under the pavement and conduct with the ice and electrocute quite a big dog. So it is disturbing, it is worrying, but I think it probably comes under the category of freak accident, just one of those things that happened. And it is good to know that the council has carried out safety work and has rendered that streetlight safe. But it just goes to show you can never, ever be careful enough with electricity. And Mark was in touch and says, how many kids come out that gate in Carrisaleigh with studded football boots waiting to be collected? Could they too have been electrocuted? There's something seriously wrong here. That is the view of Mark, who got in touch with us.